Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
Beautiful people, welcome to this Thursday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, coming to you on this February 4th, 2021. As my longtime listeners know, I like to call Thursday Friday Eve, right? The weekend is almost here, and this is a pretty big weekend because the big game is taking place on Sunday. We all know that Super Bowl 2021 from Tampa, Florida will be live and in full effect this weekend. I can't wait for it. I know it's going to be a bit of a different one, right? Going to be a bit of a different one because of the pandemic. And I'm just curious how many of you are like doing something for it. When I mean something, I mean like a little mini party, I guess. You know, are you going to have one or two guests over? Please don't have a huge party. I mean, be smarter than that, I hope. But who am I to judge, right? Because, look, I say this, and at the end of the day, people are going to do what people are going to do. You're going to do what you want to do. If you want to throw a Super Bowl party, you're going to do that. I hope you don't. But, hey, whatever. We're still in the middle of a pandemic. And it's going to be very interesting. You know, for me, I usually gather with my family, you know, in the past few years, or just about every year, I gather with, you know, my uncles and cousins and my grandmother as well. And we just kind of crowd around the TV and watch the Super Bowl and enjoy it. But because of COVID, you know, that won't be happening this year. I'll just be watching it, you know, right here on my couch. I record the show in the dining room here for Current Sports. I'm looking at the living room right now. I'll be sitting right there in my recliner watching the Super Bowl. I'll probably order something nice. I don't know. Maybe some wings. Yeah, probably some wings, a pizza. Call it a day, right? But I can't wait for the big game. And to get you guys ready for it, we're going to spend today talking about, I'm going to give you my top storylines when it comes to the game, right? I'm also going to dive into some really cool, really fun prop bets because those are so fun, right? It's like the most fun for those who do wager a bit on the Super Bowl. And this is like right in time, right, for sports fans here in the state of Michigan because, as many of you know, online sports betting is a thing now. You can bet online here in the state of Michigan. I know many of my buddies, many of my fraternity brothers who have downloaded multiple apps to try and get in on the action. And it just makes, you know, sports betting online, you know, now becoming legalized in the state of Michigan. I think it really is just going to make sports that much more fun for fans out there. I really do. You know, my fraternity brother hit me up yesterday and he was asking about, he's never bet before, but because the Super Bowl is coming up and, you know, he wants to experiment a bit and try it, You know, he hit me up about, you know, what does money line mean? What does the spread mean? What are those plus and minus symbols in front of the numbers mean? What is a parlay? You know, so he hit me up and I answered all of his questions on it. And he is so excited to place his very first sports bet. I mean, it's really changed the game. If you enjoy sports already, I mean, just imagine, you know, having a little cheese on the game. You become that much more locked in. So I'm curious to see how it elevates the fandom of many sports fans here in the state of Michigan. But the Super Bowl was an ideal opportunity. I mean, you know, this just happened just a couple of weeks ago where you could just download an app and place a sports bet. And it's right on time now because the Super Bowl is happening this Sunday. And I'm sure many here in the state of Michigan will be placing their very first sports bets just to have some fun and see what you can win, you know? And the Super Bowl, the most fun for me watching the Super Bowl is the prop bets. I absolutely love it, you know, because I would wager amongst my friends on certain things, and it's always, always fun. So with today's current sports, I'm going to give you my top storylines when it comes to the big game this Sunday. We're going to go over some prop bets. I'll make some predictions on that. Also, I am going to roll in yesterday's, as promised, roll in yesterday's Mel Tucker Michigan State Football Signing Day press conference, because those who tuned in on the Wednesday edition of the show, you guys know that I was a bit shocked because, you know, I was reading, you know, my notes on Oak Park defensive tackle Rashawn Benny, who I thought was committing to Michigan State and saying, oh, this is a huge get for Michigan State. You know, a guy who can come right in and help out that Michigan State defensive line. And then next thing you know, as I'm reading my notes on him, I go to Twitter and Rashawn Benny, he flipped. He decided to say, thanks, but no thanks, Michigan State. I'm not only just going to flip on you, but I am going to flip and head to the school that is your biggest rival right down the road in Ann Arbor and commit to Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan football program. How about that? Wow. That's crazy, right? So Rashawn Benny, he is not a Spartan. He is now a Wolverine. He made it official yesterday. And now he joins New Jersey running back Audric Estimane, who signed in December with Notre Dame, as four-star prospects to back out of commitments to Mel Tucker. And I'm going to explain why this really isn't a big deal and why Spartan fans who are making this a big deal should just kind of take a chill pill. And this is yet another example, and I'll explain this in segment B, but this is just another example of why I absolutely hate recruiting. Hate it. The 16, 17, 18-year-olds, well, 18 you're grown, but still. And even younger than 16, I mean, recruiting starts at such an early age now, but they're treated like you're the Prince of Zamunda, for goodness sake. My gosh. And, you know, you just never know what's going through the mind of a young, impressionable teenager. You don't know what could sway them to back out of a commit. Commit is, I don't even think you should say commit anymore until you sign that national letter of intent. Verbal commit means nothing. It means absolutely nothing, because at the end of the day, if you didn't sign on that dotted line, you can go wherever you want. And your word really means nothing, because how many times have we seen this? Where a young stud has verbally committed to go to a school or play for a certain coach, and then last minute, oh, never mind. Recruiting. It's a dirty game, man. It's a dirty game, but you got to play it if you want to build a program, because at the end of the day, if you want to start winning games, you need good players. So you got to play the game as much as I hate the game of recruiting. So I'll talk about that flip for Mel Tucker. And I'll tell you about a big get, though. And I got to get former current sports engineer Isaac Constance on the show soon because he knows a bit about this commit for Michigan State. And it looks as though he not only will be playing football, but he'll be playing basketball as well. And that is Keon Coleman, 3-star wide receiver from Louisiana. Louisiana, of course, is where our former engineer Isaac Constance is from. So he actually immediately texted me when Keon Coleman committed to Michigan State. And it was announced that he wouldn't just be playing football, but he'll be playing basketball as well. So this was like some partnership between Tucker and Tom Izzo in order to get Keon Coleman to come to Michigan State. Isaac immediately texted me and said, "Hey, man, I got some insight. My high school basketball coach coached him." So we'll get Isaac on the show probably sometime next week, okay? So that'll be coming up, and then I'll have Throwback Thursday for you guys. But I want to start, let's start with the Super Bowl here. Let's start with the Super Bowl because it's just a fun time, man. And I know it's going to look a lot different, but still, it's going to just be fun to watch the Super Bowl because it always is, regardless of the circumstances. There will be a limited number of fans attending the Super Bowl. And I want to start there because I want to roll in a very cool story from our very own Scott Pohl. Scott Pohl, WKAR news reporter, who is just doing some outstanding work for us throughout this whole pandemic. He hit me up and said, "Hey, Al, I talked with a local dude by the name of Gregory Eden." And actually, Scott already interviewed this unbelievable man about 4 years ago, I believe, 4 or 5 years ago, back in 2016. And he's a local man by the name of Gregory Eden who has been to every Super Bowl game in history. Isn't that incredible? That is incredible. He has attended every Super Bowl game. And this year, certainly challenging because out in Tampa, the NFL, due to COVID, has decided to limit capacity at Super Bowl 55 to 22K. 22,000 is what they are setting the limit as this Sunday out in Tampa. And 7,500 of those tickets are actually being gifted to local healthcare workers. So if you thought getting a Super Bowl ticket was tough already, imagine trying to get one in the middle of a pandemic. Also where, you know, 22K are being allowed, but, you know, 7,500 of those, as they should, go to local healthcare workers for the amazing heroes that they are. But somehow, some way, Gregory Eaton, yeah, he got his hands on those Super Bowl tickets, and he will be keeping his streak alive. Here is our very own Scott Pohl.
Only a handful of people have attended every Super Bowl game in history. Even with capacity limited by the coronavirus pandemic at this year's game on Sunday, one Lansing man is keeping his streak alive. Gregory Eaton got tickets to the first two championship games from a friend who played for the Green Bay Packers, the team that won those games. After that, he just kept going. That run seemed in danger when the NFL decided to limit capacity at Super Bowl 55 to 22,000 in Tampa on Sunday. 7,500 of those tickets are being gifted to local healthcare workers. Eaton says he appreciates the NFL making tickets available to him.
I was going anyway to up there, and if I had the hustle tickets, I would try the hustle tickets. But, I mean, I just thank the NFL for what they did for us.
The 81-year-old Eaton is quick to respond when asked who he's picking in the game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Kansas City, here I come.
This is Scott Pohl.
How incredibly cool is that? Oh, boy. So the NFL, you know, they made the tickets available to him. I'm pretty sure he's on the NFL's radar because he's been to every Super Bowl. He's a member of the Never Missed a Super Bowl Club. as you heard him say, I mean, he's a part of that club, and there's only like 7 or 8 people who are a part of that club. So, gosh, that is amazing. That is amazing. And he's picking the Chiefs to win. The Chiefs are the favorite right now. They are the betting favorite. And much love to Scott Pohl. Thank you so much, Scott, for bringing that story to us. But Gregory Eaton is choosing the Kansas City Chiefs to win that game, and they are the betting favorite right now, and deservedly so. You know, Kansas City is a team that is the Super Bowl champ, defending Super Bowl champ. Simple as that, right? And it is so mind-boggling when I think about Patrick Mahomes and just how good he is. Only 25 years old, folks. Four-year vet now. Already taking a trip to his second Super Bowl in three postseasons. So I want to segue from Gregory Eaton's story to now my top Super Bowl stories. And I want to start with what I'm calling as the new generation, that being Patrick Mahomes, because Mahomes is redefining how the position is played. He's so good with his legs, even better with his arm. Those no-look passes, he is ridiculously athletic. And this is kind of a passing of the guard game, if you ask me. But we'll see how much the GOAT, because there's no debate about it anymore, the greatest of all time to ever do it behind center is Tom Brady. And you can make the argument that he's the greatest football player to ever play. There's not one player that can say, hey, I have played in 10 Super Bowls. That is unreal. So you got the greatest of all time going against a guy who could potentially, and I say potentially very, very, very heavy on the tongue, because it would be incredible if Patrick Mahomes could, you know, win six rings and Tom Brady has an opportunity to win his seventh ring. I mean, That's a high mountain to climb, and I don't think we should judge Patrick Mahomes in that light just yet, even though the dude is 25 years old and going to his second Super Bowl in three seasons. That is pretty amazing. But Mahomes is 6-1 in the postseason. And, you know, if the Chiefs emerge victorious this weekend, he would become the youngest starting quarterback to win multiple Super Bowl titles and would join Tom as the only starting quarterbacks to win the Super Bowl in two of their first four career seasons. And you just look at what Mahomes is doing here. Mahomes also becomes the youngest quarterback in NFL history at 25 years and 143 days old on the date of the Super Bowl to start two Super Bowls. That surpasses Russell Wilson of the Seattle Seahawks, who was 26 and 64 days old at the time of his second Super Bowl start. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. The number 27th overall pick back in, 2018, landing Patrick Mahomes. Pretty amazing stuff. So that's the biggest. That's numero uno for me. That's the biggest takeaway for me, watching Patrick Mahomes and his career blossom this way, going to back-to-back Super Bowls. But now you go against Tom Brady, and that leads me to my second storyline. Tom Brady, at 40-plus years old, 43 to be exact, going to the Super Bowl for his 10th time. I mean, come on. All of my brothers out there who are 40-plus years old, anytime you give an excuse about not working out or being healthy or this is aching and that is aching, just think about Tom Brady. Just think about Tommy Boy. Because he's showing you, man, that if you take care of yourself, sky's the limit. Father Time will eventually catch up with you, but, you know, you can still, in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, if you take care of yourself, your body's going to take care of you. It's amazing. Now, is this the same Tom Brady that we saw in his prime? No. I mean, Tom Brady getting to this 10th Super Bowl appearance, if you look at how they got here, especially that last game, I mean, goodness, that Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense is A1, and they certainly helped them. You know, when the Packers and Buccaneers were going at it, Tom Brady had a great first half. But that second half, three picks. And they had to rely on, Tom and that offense had to rely on that Buccaneers defense to make some big stops. And Aaron Rodgers, he ate grass all game. He was under pressure all game, folks. You know, Shaq Bennett, Jason Pierre-Paul. I mean, that Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense is great. And it's going to be that's what's going to make this weekend so much fun, because you got Patrick Mahomes now having to deal with this amazing Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense. On the flip side, I mean, Tom Brady, hey, he still is showing that he's got some arm strength. He's still so incredibly smart. And, you know, there was a funny story that I saw on Instagram yesterday, just to show you how driven Tom Brady is. Apparently, there was a player on some kind of podcast. I don't even know what podcast it was or who the player was. But there was a player, a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who was on some sports podcast, and this went viral yesterday. If you check out SportsCenter's Instagram page, you'll see it there. But this player is talking about, you know, how, yeah, you know, when we made the Super Bowl, you know, there were certain guys who were just so emotional and so ecstatic, you know, going to the Super Bowl. It's a big deal. And he was saying that there was one player who actually shed some tears. And actually, I just brought it up on my phone here as I'm talking. This is actually on not on SportsCenter's Instagram page, but ESPN's Instagram page. This was posted 12 hours ago. Bucks linebacker Lavonte David was on the All Things Covered podcast and said that, quote, after we won the NFC Championship, I guess somebody was crying. And I heard Tom Brady say, what the heck are you crying for? And Tom used a different word there. We not done yet, end quote. I love that. The way he tells the story is so awesome. And again, it just, you know, looking at Tom Brady, he is one of the most competitive athletes ever. And that's a big reason why he is the GOAT. That drive, that chip on his shoulder, that's what drives Tom Brady. And for him to get back to this stage to play in his 10th Super Bowl, 5 of those appearances, just think about this, 10th Super Bowl, 5 of those appearances coming at the age of 37 or older. What? That's insane. And when it comes to the big game, he holds a 6-3 record. 2 of those losses coming at the hands of offenses led by Giants great Eli Manning. Tom shows off in this game historically. And I can't wait to see what he does at 43 years old, going against one of the most dynamic teams we have ever seen in NFL history, being led by one of the most dynamic quarterbacks we've ever seen in NFL history in Patrick Mahomes. Those are certainly the top 2 storylines. Number 3, the Bucks, first team in Super Bowl history to play in the Super Bowl on their home field. How insane in the membrane is that? Talk about home field advantage, right? They are also just the 5th team ever to play in a Super Bowl hosted by their home state. So as I mentioned, you know, a couple of weeks back, this is the first time this game will be held on, you know, one of the team's home field. It's happened other times, but not on the home field, but the home state. It was a different venue than what that home state team normally plays on. That's incredible, right? The Oakland Raiders, LA Rams, San Francisco 49ers. Those are the other teams that have hosted the Super Bowl in their home state. Teams who have played in a Super Bowl in their home state are 2-1. How about that? So that's going to be very interesting. You know, the Bucs, they don't have to travel anywhere. They're pitching a tent at home and looking at this like a home game. They know this field. They know this atmosphere. And that does something, I think, mentally for them. I don't know. Maybe gives them a mental edge. I don't know. But it's very, very cool, right? Number four, I want to mention this. This will probably be my last one. Number four, this is pretty awesome. But there are several trailblazing women that will be a part of this Super Bowl. Shout out to the ladies, man. I love this. Sarah Thomas will become the first female official who will be part of referee Carl Sheffer's crew for this weekend's game. That's amazing. Thomas became an NFL official back in 2015, but Sarah Thomas, the first female official to be a part of the officiating crew for Super Bowl. Wow. Also, shout out to Bucks head coach Bruce Arians. I love this dude. Probably my favorite coach in the league. He's also, you know, he's been one of the leaders, really. Maybe the league leader when it comes to hiring a diverse staff around him. And he brings in a coaching staff that includes two women, assistant defensive line coach Lori Locust, and assistant strength and conditioning coach Marl Javadifar. I hope I'm saying Marl's last name correctly. I love that. Love that, love that, love that. And also, I love, you know, Bruce Arians, I mean, you know, advocating for more diversity in the coaching ranks. He was asked about Byron Leftwich, who is offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, not even getting, you know, a consideration for an NFL head coaching job. Byron Leftwich, former quarterback, black quarterback in the NFL, and Bruce hired him on his staff, and he has done an amazing, amazing job. And he said that Byron does not get enough credit for where this Tampa Bay Bucs offense has been ranked this year among the league's best, led by, of course, the GOAT Tom Brady. But Byron deserves more credit, and it's a shame that he didn't get really any head coaching consideration around the league. But he's always advocating. If you saw, there's a really great story that I encourage you all to look up on YouTube about Bruce Arians hiring a diverse coaching staff and just staff, period, around him. Because he believes in diversity. He believes that regardless of gender, race, background, creed, that stuff doesn't matter. If you can coach and if you can do the job, you can do the job. And he's going to give you a shot and an opportunity. And it's awesome. But check out on YouTube the HBO Real Sports piece centered on Bruce Arians. It's pretty awesome. All right. But those are my top storylines. Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady and their greatness going against each other. Old versus young. The GOAT versus the up-and-coming GOAT, maybe. I don't know. We'll see how his career pans out. Tampa Bay playing right there on its home turf. Pretty awesome. And all of the ladies in the house, the unbelievable women who are holding it down in the league. Sarah Thomas, shout out to her, first female official who will be a part of the Super Bowl officiating crew. And then Bruce Arians and his coaching staff that includes two females, defensive line coach Lori Locust and assistant strength and conditioning coach Marl Javadifar. Awesome stuff. All right, some prop bets real quick here. Just want to – what's so fun about the Super Bowl is that, again, it is – you know, I made the trip to Vegas around the Super Bowl. This was about – oh, boy, this has to be like 3 or 4 years ago, actually. And we took a trip to Vegas, and I got a chance to finally get in on Super Bowl betting action, and it was insane. Unlike anything I've ever seen before, folks. One of the biggest betting days on the sporting calendar, period. And now with you know, especially here in Michigan, you know, you can bet online now in many states around the country, legalizing sports betting. It's going to be even more insane now, I think. But the prop bets are always fun. And just a few prop bets that are just... so much fun. So much fun to just get in on the action with. You know what? I'm going to get to those after this first break. Let's do that. I'll get to the prop bets after this first break. And then you'll hear from Mel Tucker on signing day. Stick around, folks. You are listening to the Thursday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. And what I want to do right now is get to one of my favorite segments that we do leading up to the Super Bowl. Every year during the Current Sports Super Bowl week, we dive into some prop bets and let you guys know that and these are real bets that you can place. You know, those who are indulging in Michigan legalizing online sports betting, you can find these on just about every app that's out there, and you can lay down some cheese on this and have a little fun. You know, bet responsibly, of course, but have a little fun. And, you know, this will be the first year that Michigan will allow you to get in on the action on your smartphone, on your laptop, on your tablet. It's pretty wild to see where we've come now as a nation, and I think it's long overdue. All right? The first one I'll get to, this is always a fun one. How long will it take Jasmine Sullivan or Eric Church to sing the national anthem? Yeah, this is one they have every single year. 2 minutes is a long time to sing the Star-Spangled Banner. Whitney Houston's 1991 rendition, who many people believe is the greatest of all time. I believe that rendition is the greatest of all time. Whitney Houston's the GOAT to me, all right? But her rendition was just under 2 minutes. Just under 2 minutes. So 2 minutes or under. You know, over 2 minutes or under 2 minutes. That's the question there. You can actually place that bet. It's always one of the more fun Super Bowl bets. The coin toss, heads or tails. Odds Shark notes that heads has come up 25 times since Super Bowl I. Tails, 29. So no matter where you go, you'll probably get the same odds when it comes to both of those. So just pick one. I'm a tails guy, though. All right? And I guess I'll make my picks, too. I think that the national anthem is going to go under 2 minutes. It never really goes over. It rarely does. Rarely does. Okay. Here's another one. Which Tom Brady fact will be mentioned first? Tom Brady's 10th Super Bowl or Tom Brady's age being 43? CBS is calling the game. Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, they're going to drool all over Tom Brady for sure. But what will they fawn over first? Will they mention his 10th Super Bowl appearance or his age? I'm going to say his 10th Super Bowl appearance. Then they'll probably bring up his age after that. So you can actually bet on that. will there be a flea flicker attempt in the game? How about that? That's one you can also bet on. Here's another one. The halftime show. That is also one of the more fun prop bets. This is one you can bet on. The Weeknd's wardrobe changes. The Weeknd will be doing the halftime show, and I think he's going to do an awesome job. He is an entertainer. Changing your outfit at the Super Bowl, it's a thing. And yeah, there have been some wardrobe, you know, malfunctions as well. You can also bet on that if there'll be a wardrobe malfunction, i.e. Janet Jackson, right, when she performed with Justin Timberlake back in the day. But The Weeknd is so different. I can see him just coming out and just rocking just one outfit the entire time. I wouldn't be surprised there. So, hey, you can bet on that. Will it be more than one, or will he just rock the same outfit? You can also bet on whether or not Ariana Grande will be on stage during the halftime show. I guess she's got some songs. I don't think they're are they dating or something like that? Let me just Google that. My pop culture dating knowledge has gone down a bit. I haven't been paying attention. I guess they have dated before. I don't know if they're dating now, though. And they got engaged. I'm learning a lot of stuff right now when it comes to them. That's very interesting. Okay, I didn't know that. I know she dated Big Sean and also Pete Davidson from SNL. I didn't know. I think I did know that. It was just an afterthought, though. Okay, well, Ariana Grande be on stage during the halftime show. That is one of the prop bets that you can put in. Okay. Well, The Weeknd mentioned Canada. He hails from Toronto, so that's one you can bet on. How many players will have a passing attempt? I'm going to say no on Ariana Grande, by the way, and I'm going to say no, he does not mention Canada. And how many players will have a passing attempt? The over-under there is at 2.5. Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady will, of course, but Tyreek Hill, he's tried and failed before. Trey Burton connecting for Nick Foles in the Super Bowl. Remember that? The Philly special, right? So you can bet on that. I'm going to say one more than Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. So I'm going to say three total players. I think there'll be a surprise here and there, okay? You can bet on how many times Bill Belichick will be mentioned in the game. Let's see here. How many times will the chains be used for measurement? The over-under there is set for 1.5. Let's see here. The MVP winner's position. Will it be somebody who plays quarterback, wide receiver, tight end, running back, any defensive position, or even a kicker? And I have to imagine the odds for a kicker have to be through the roof. And I'm rushing through these. I'm going to give my picks on these later on because of time here. I want to get to Mel Tucker's press conference. But I got three more for you. Will the price of Bitcoin rise or fall during the Super Bowl? You can bet on that. Oh, man, that's a great one. What color, this one is every year, what color Gatorade will be poured on the winning coach? Orange, red, lime, green, yellow. Will it be clear water? Now, that never happens, right? I would imagine that clear water would be like the biggest underdog bet there. Blue and purple. All right. Andy Reid, he got an orange shower last year. So maybe they do that again this year if they're superstitious. Belichick, he was doused in blue Gatorade back in 2019. Doug Peterson got yellow in 2018. So could orange go back to back? Yeah, check those odds, folks. Check those odds. Two more. Who will the Super Bowl MVP mention first in his speech? This is always a fun one to bet on as well. Will he mention his teammates, higher power, family, the city, coach, owner, or none of the above? And last but not least, that's it. I thought there was one more on that list. That is it. So that's so fun. So those are some of your more bizarre and fun Super Bowl prop bets. Again, bet responsibly. All right, folks. Okay, tomorrow we'll be diving more into the game. You'll get my thoughts on who will win, the keys to victory for for both teams, so on and so forth. We'll dive more into the X's and the O's when it comes to the game. But I want to hit our final break right now, and when we come back, you'll hear a bit of what Mel Tucker, head coach of the Michigan State football team, had to say on signing day yesterday. No, Rayshon Benny will not be coming to East Lansing. He's going to Ann Arbor, but hey, what you going to do, right? Mel Tucker's up next. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. Ladies and gents, I'm going to have the table Throwback Thursday because of time. We'll get back to Throwback Thursday next week, because right now I want you to hear a bit of what Mel Tucker had to say during his signing day press conference yesterday as Michigan State finalized the 2021 recruiting class. And, you know, it includes some good players. I know many people wanted Rayshon Benny, Oak Park defensive tackle, four-star Oak Park defensive tackle to come to Michigan State, but that won't be happening. I'm really excited, though, about Keon Coleman, who announced yesterday that he will be coming to Michigan State. He's a three-star prospect, ranked 62nd at his position nationally by 247sports.com. And he's 6'4", 200 pounds, from Louisiana. And he will not just be playing football at Michigan State, but he's also going to be playing basketball for Michigan State as well. Wow. Pretty cool, right? Pretty cool. So here's a bit of what Mel Tucker had to say concerning his latest class.
As you know, we signed 18 outstanding players during the first signing period in December. Today, I'm very excited to announce the signing of wide receiver Keon Coleman to our recruiting class. Keon is a very special player. He's tall, he's long. He has a very good build for a receiver. Very smooth and athletic, strong release off the ball. He gets open with speed, quickness, size, instincts, and awareness. He has the athletic ability to outjump defenders for the ball. He has outstanding ball skills, very natural and confident hands. He has a wide catch radius, very friendly to the quarterback. He's very effortless in his pass routes and his ability to go and attack the football. He can run the entire route tree. He can play inside or outside. His upside is through the roof. He's also planning on playing basketball. He's holding several Power Five basketball offers as well. He's a three-sport athlete: football, basketball, and track. He's a two-time All-State selection. As a junior, he had over 1,100 yards and 22 touchdowns on 35 catches. He's All-State in basketball, averaging 30 points a game this season. He scored 63 points in a game last month. He averaged 26 points a game as a junior and 23 points a game as a sophomore. An outstanding athlete, and he was a high priority target for us. Also want to introduce some of our mid-year transfers who joined the program last month. Anthony Russo, the quarterback. He has 1 year of eligibility remaining. He's got a big arm. He's tall. He can make every throw. Good ball placement and accuracy. Has clutch production. He's confident in the pocket. Has very good pocket awareness and instincts. And has all the traits to be an NFL quarterback. Started 26 games at Temple and set the record for most completions at Temple. Kenneth Walker, running back. He has 3 years remaining. Wake Forest, good size running back, has a very good build. He's already been very impressive in the weight room and is on his way to set some records there, you know, walking in the door. Good bulk. He has good contact strength. He plays with a low center of gravity. He doesn't go down on first contact. Extremely patient runner that has good vision and instincts. He attacks the line of scrimmage and shows burst through the hole. He shows acceleration when he gets to the second level. and he really fights for extra yards to finish runs. He also has value in the pass game and is a reliable receiving threat. Jared Horst, O-line, he has at least 2 years remaining. Arkansas State, tall, long, athletic, plays with a little nasty to him, a lot of nasty. Shows toughness and physicality both in the run and the pass game. Good lateral quickness and range, good balance and body control and space, and shows production on the second level as a blocker. Has the strength to anchor and the footwork to slide and adjust. Will compete immediately for a starting position. Drew Jordan, defensive end, 1 year remaining from Duke. Good size, solid frame, a good build and bulk and strength, good initial quickness and burst off the edge, plays with a very good motor, balance and body control, is a smart player that shows good instincts and awareness as a rusher, knows when to counter back at the quarterback depth, can chase down ball carriers from the backside, will give us another pass rush option and really upgrade us at that position. Kendall Brooks, defensive back, at least 2 years remaining, North Greenville University. Very good size DB, aligning primarily at safety. He is smart. He's tough. He shows burst to close when coming downhill and is a good open field physical wrap tackler. Shows versatility in both the pass as a pass defender and a run stopper. Does not back down for contact. He does have contact toughness. And you can see his range and pursuit, high-end special teams value as a four-core special teams player. Spencer Rowland, a walk-on. He's got 1 year remaining, comes from Wheaton College. His coach played for me in Jacksonville. Aligns as a corner, has good ball skills and instincts, shows toughness, does not back down from contact, shows production in both man and zone coverage, highly competitive kid, who will fight and high point the ball at the catch point. Shows aggressiveness in press coverage and press man coverage, and has the speed to recover. Good awareness and instincts, and knows spacing as a zone defender, which is important. Shows burst out of his breaks and can physically wrap up and make space tackles. Again, he was coached by Pete Ernestagan, Petey Ice, who I coached in Jacksonville, and Spencer's actually going to be in med school here.
All right, a bit of what Mel Tucker had to say during signing day yesterday as Michigan State finalized its latest class. And, you know, I'll probably have more thoughts on that class come next week, because we're going to dedicate Friday's Current Sports pretty much the entire hour to the Super Bowl. Looking forward to it. But I want to get your thoughts. You know, maybe we can roll in a few voicemails from you guys. I want to get your thoughts and predictions on the Super Bowl and what you're looking forward to the most. Maybe some prop bet predictions from you all. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That's the number you can call and leave us a voicemail at. And those who do leave a voicemail, I'll roll it in on the Friday edition of Current Sports, okay? You can also weigh in on social media. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. You can also go to Facebook.com/WKAR News and leave us a comment anywhere there on our Facebook page, okay? But until then, we are on a 23-hour break. We'll see you on the Friday edition of Current Sports. Be easy, people.